life-threatening NFL injury. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is reported in critical condition after collapsing during the Monday Night Football game against the Bengals in Cincinnati.
He took a hit to the head during a tackle, got up, took a few steps backward, but immediately collapsed. He appeared to be given CPR before being hoisted into an ambulance. Players and coaches from both teams were visibly shaken as they walked off the field.
That's Fox's Tom Graham. His marketing rep has tweeted that Hamlin's vital signs have returned to normal, breathing tube inserted as they conduct multiple tests. The NFL has postponed the game, which has playoff implications indefinitely. The new Congress convenes for the first time a few hours from now. Republicans in the majority in the House, but it's not clear the GOP House leader Kevin McCarthy has the votes to be elected the next Speaker of the House.
McCarthy can only lose 4 votes and still prevail. McCarthy is desperately making concessions. McCarthy finally agreed to one demand. He'd lower the bar to hold a no-confidence vote for Speaker if members don't think he's doing a good job. But that didn't satisfy McCarthy detractors. The House is paralyzed until it elects a Speaker. It can't even swear in members. And a Nancy Pelosi appointee, House Clerk Holdover Cheryl Johnson, is in charge until Republicans finally pick a Speaker.
Fox's Chad Pergram reports from the Capitol. The House is supposed to vote continuously until they elect a Speaker. A computer system issue forced the Federal Aviation Administration to slow the volume of traffic in the airspace over Florida Monday. That and severe weather, including another winter storm, caused more than 750 airline flights to be canceled in the U.S. Monday. Another 8,000 flights were delayed. Parts of 6 states in the Midwest are under a winter storm warning. And parts of Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota are getting hit with an ice storm, while a tornado watch is posted for parts of Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The beginning of the new Congress marks the ending of the House Select Committee on the January 6th incursion at the U.S. Capitol.
The Select Committee exposed the truth and recommended legislative action, top members Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney said in a closing message. A final report released last month totaled nearly 850 pages and recommended barring former President Trump from holding office again. Several individuals, including former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, refused to testify. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon was convicted of contempt of Congress. On the final day of the committee's existence, more than a dozen interview transcripts were released. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An extradition hearing will be held in Pennsylvania Tuesday for Brian Koberger, the man accused of slaying 4 University of Idaho students in late November. His public defender says Koberger will not fight his return to Idaho to face murder charges. Police in western Pennsylvania say they have shot and killed the man, suspected of killing one police officer and wounding another in Brackenridge, Pennsylvania, Monday. The town's police chief, Justin McIntyre, was shot to death. A member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is dead.
Fred White, the drummer for Earth, Wind & Fire, has died at the age of 67. His brother and fellow bandmate, Verdine White, posted the news on his Instagram. He wrote, "Our family is saddened today with the loss of an amazing and talented family member, our beloved brother, Frederick Eugene Freddie White. He joins our brothers Maurice, Monty, and Ronald in heaven and is now drumming with the Angels." He ended the post including one of the band's hit songs. It read, "Rest in power, beloved Freddie. We thank you for all your love, blessings, and support at this time. Soar high, baby bro. We love you to the shining stars and back." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.